Hashem, we're up to Simin Shin Ches Sif Tes. Chaber says, Deles Shoshida Tevu Migdal, Yicholim Litla Mehem, Va'aser Lahachzira Gzera Shema Yiska. So we've been discussing the halachos of utensils or houses that have had their lids or doors removed. That there are times that Shivrei Kelim are Muktzah, and there are times that Shivrei Kelim are not Muktzah. And we learned in Halacha Zayin that you have a Chatichas Cheres, and a part of it fell off, then as long as it's usable, then it's not going to be Muktzah. So the Mechaber over here says, if you have a door for a cupboard, so then in such a case, one is allowed to use those things, yicholim litla mehem, it's not considered muksa. However, there's a technicality that doesn't allow you to return it, and that is gzeres shema yiska. As well, points out the Mishnah Berurah that there is a big sugya in Shabbos in Perek Bona, the sugya of binyan and stir of a kelim, and we paskin ein binyan v'stir of a kelim. So there's not going to be a problem to remove this door. In terms of binyan stir v'kelim, Nevin Zal Shlita, when he taught me, just added that if it's 40 saw, we pass like the Shita of the Bali Tosis, that there's binyan stir v'kelim when it reaches, if it's something that's able to hold 40 saw, then we are going to be machmir. However, the Mechaber added, Shema Yiska, we're afraid that you're going to come to screw it in. So let's take a look at that. Mishnah Berurah says, Shema Yiska b'yaseid o b'masper b'chazka, we're afraid you're going to use a nail, v'chai mishamak b'patish, and that would be Makeh Bepatish. And then he quotes a shita that there is a problem also of bona by kalim if it's done al yidei maisa uman shema yiska. So that's a discussion whether it's binyan bekalim. Right now we won't discuss too much about binyan bekalim. Hopefully we'll get there in the right time. The Mechaber continues to shalus shel tarnagolim. If you have a chicken coop, aser bein lito bein lahachzir, it's prohibited both to take away and to put back. The kivin the mechuba lekarka. And this is an important halacha, and that is that there is a concept of binyan and stira, of course, by standing items. Kalim are not standing in one particular place. However, if you have a binyan, so then in such a case, then that is going to be a problem. Then you have a problem of binyan. And what do you see over here? That the problem of binyan is on lul shel tarnagolim as well. That even though ostensibly, that same item, if it wasn't attached to the ground, would not be considered bona. However, if you attach it to an item which is attached to the ground, in other words, if there was a box of a tarnagol that wasn't attached to the ground, it wouldn't be a problem. But since it's mechuba lekarka, it is going to be a problem. And the reason for that is that bona is building on a lasting structure. That's going to be the problem of bona. This comes up in terms of the halacha. There are some poskim that hold that it's even bona, possibly even d'oraisa, to take a picture and hang it on a wall, because that's also being most of the binyan. There's a rabbi here in the community, Rabbi Kirschenbaum, who I believe held such a thing. It's quite a chidush. There's might be a big difference between lul shel tarnagolim and hanging a picture, but you should know that there's such a shita out there. It could be lechatchila. One should not rehang a picture on Shabbos. Okay, that's Sif Tes. Sif Yud. Kisui Bar Vidus. If you have the cover of a bar, how do you say bar in English?
Pit.
A pit. Or a another type of ditch in the ground. Ein nital in elam ken yesham besachisa. So those things are not necessarily the same as a shita teva migdol. The reason is because generally these things aren't fashioned uniquely for these items, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkata Mem Beis. Any talan after tikkun va'asaba and ma'isa mechiyach shom lechatzasa, even if you've designed it, oshem shaim tam lozeh debazeh husar me'alem shem mukta. If you design and fashion it, it's not that there was just a piece of lumber that was just thrown on top of there. You fashion the filo hachi aser kan dekivan dehem kisur karkos have a kibbonah. So there are two shailas points out the Mishnah Berurah when we're talking about kisur bar vidas. One is a shaila mukta, the other is a shaila of binyan and kalim. So, over here, binyan. Over here, in regards to binyan, says in Mishabura, even if you fashioned it and you removed the din of mukta, then that would be enough. Let's take a quick look at Sif Chav Beis. In Sif Chav Beis, we have the following halacha. Asa l'chasas pi evan b'chavis, etc., etc. Elamkein yichadu l'kach l'olam. You need to have designated it in order for it to be mutter. If you didn't designate it, so then in such a case, it's going to be asur. So that's what we're saying over here, that even though it already was designated, nevertheless, it's going to be problematic. And that problem is going to be the problem of binyan. That's what the Mishnah is saying over here in Membeis. The Kimonim Kisu Karkos Hava Kibone, in Mechasosim O Kisosim Notal Kisui, that's going to be the problem in this instance. If it hasn't been fashioned, so then in such a case, then it's going to be considered mukta. Elim ken yeshlan beis achiza, back into the mechaber. If it has a beis achiza, does muchach shu kli, then it shows it's a kli v'shal ken, afilu hem mechubar metit yichom letlam, afilu enlam beis achiza, v'hu shetiknam v'asna behem maisa. How do you define whether it's considered a kli? That is, that you've fixed it, and you did a maisa to it. You did a maisa, that is going to be enough to be considered a kli.
Like a manhole cover?
That's correct. That's was definitely fashioned in such a manner. It was fashioned into a kli, and in such a case, it would not be muktza. Bone, it might still very well be a shayla, but muktza, it's not going to be. How much do you need to prepare? So here, the mechaber said, "V'hu shetiknem va'asa ben ma'isem v'chinam lekach." You fixed them and you did a ma'isa to prepare it for a kli. Now, this is a very interesting question. When have you transformed something that's a mukta machmas gufo into a kli, or when have you taken a shivrei kelim and fashioned it into a kli? So, the Mishnah Berurah over here in Mem Hei v'chinam lekach says, "Hainu shechnisam." Shechinam, excuse me, l'chasus ha'kli. You designate before Shabbos for it to cover a kli. V'hu adin im lo'as me'maisa klal. You don't even have to do a ma'isa. Rak shi'ichdo me'er Shabbos l'kisui gam kein sagi. As long as you designated before Shabbos, that's going to be enough. So I designate a rak before Shabbos for a particular use, that's going to be enough. However, not everybody agrees with this. The Dirshuin number 66 quotes the Chazon Ish that points out that in Simin Shin Yud Gimel Sif Aleph. Let's run ahead. Shin Yud Gimel Sif Aleph. There it seems that you need to do more than simply to mimiachet. There, where we're talking about a door stopper, there in such a case you need to have, or a window stopper. There you have to have done a maisa on to the kli. It's a long, long mechaber over there. But if you take a look over there, the mechaber seems to say that. So Chazon Ish and Sim Mem Beis Sif Katan Yud asks, what's the difference by the kana shenol and boas hadeles? That's not enough to do machshava. Rather, you need a maisa, and therefore the Chazon Ish leaves off with a tzarech iyun. So therefore, I would recommend if anybody has a shaila for a mukta item, that the pashtus of this Mishnah Berurah is that once you're making, you designate beforehand on Shabbos, that's going to be enough. But if you did a maisa, even a small maisa koldu to the item, to show that that item was no longer a rock, but was rather being used as a door stopper, then it could very well be that it would be more ideal from the pashtus of the Gemara.
Could you then use the rock for something other than door stopper?
Absolutely. It's then a kli, and then it could be used for other things as well. That's the case of manhole. If it's going to need a beis achiz, if it's kvuros bekarka, leaving aside the shiloh of bona, that is going to be the halacha. Finally, in Sif Yud Aleph, we get into an important topic that is as much to do about other areas in Hilchos Shabbos as it is about Mukta. First of all, in Hilchos Mukta, the sugya of machat, a needle, is an important sugya. Machat shlema mutal etalto. A needle that is complete, that's not broken, you're allowed to be etalto. Litol boas akutz, why would you take it? To take out a splinter, natal chuda chod shelo, asur. However, if the edge has been broken, or the chor shela, or the hole. That is what signifies that's a kli, because generally people only use a machat that has a chor, because you put the thread it through the hole. V'chadasha shel lo nikva adayim mutter, but a new one that hasn't had a hole made, then in such case it's mutter. Why? Says Mishabura Memchas, the Zimnan Dinim Lachalav Einanok, for Mashal Imanak Moshe Natilas Kotz. So therefore, it could be used if it doesn't have a hole. But if it had a hole and the hole broke, then in such a case it's going to be Mokza. Now, in regards to a Machan in general, the Mishabura and Sivkata Memvav goes off on a tangent in terms of the shilas of tefira. The Mishabura in Sifkat Memvav says, "Hu machat miyuchad tefira, v'av kechol kli shemalachto liyisur." It's a kli shemalachto liyisur. Mutal et tzarak ufo dainu litol akotz. The heter over here is not to move it stam. If it would be raining and the needle would get ruined, it would be usher to move. That would be what we call mechamal itself. However, over here he's moving it for the tzarak ufo. Well, Hu Adin says the Mishabura shemutal itchol ba babushim lechabron be'esat chak. You would also allow to use it to join together a garments b'shas hadchak. However, this issue about joining them b'shas hadchak is not pashut at all, because the poskim raise that just like a needle has the ability to join things together, so too does a thread. And what's the difference between threading with a thread, which of course is tofer, which is an av malacha, and joining together two parts of a garment with a needle? So here this is a big discussion in the poskim. The starting point is another mishabura, of course, in Simen Shin Mem. Mishabura Sifkatan Chav Zayin. The Mishabura suggests that that is a shaila. The Mishabura says, Va'al Kain, Osa Noshim Shetochen HaKrayzim HaBege B'machad B'shtei Tchifos Lav Shapir Avdi. If people join together two parts of a garment with a double thread, a double puncture, in and out, with a needle, then it's no different than being tofer shtei tefiros, which is an iser, no different, but similar to it, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah suggests that that should not be done. He quotes this in the name of the Karban Nisano. However, this Mishnah Berurah said it's mutter. How did this Mishnah Berurah say it? Because there you didn't do two tchivas, you only did one tchiva. But if you do in and out, then it could very well be that's a problem. What is the halacha? So Shmir Lamaisa, the Shmir Shabbos Gilchus on Perek Tes Vav Os Ayin says Mutar Litchov Sikha Bebege Kedei Lahatziro O Kedei Lachabo Shnei Chalkei Abeged Shenikra. You're allowed to use a Sikha. Sikha is a needle. V'gam Mutar Lishtamish B'Sikhat Bitachon B'Mokum Kaftor Shenitzlash. You could also use a safety pin. So here's a collector's item where the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus says language is more lenient than the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said don't, and the Shmir Shabbos says avolim efshar. The reason why I said avolim efshar is another collector's item is that Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, amongst other poskim, were not so convinced that that the case of the needle is the same thing as tefira. At the end of the day, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, "The kamosha soger shnei begodim biman ol lo chashiv kosher." What happens if you would attach two parts of a begodim with a lock? Would that be considered kosher? No, that wouldn't be considered. That's not the normal way of tying. So too, using a needle is not considered threading as well. That was Reb Shlomo Zalman's hatstaka for the minig olam, not necessarily to be macher betochav shtei pamayim. However, lechatchila, he thought that one, of course, should be choshesh for the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Nevinzal Shlita also says that one should not put it in twice. In regards to a safety needle, again, what's it called? The
safety pin.
So there, Rav Nevinzal pointed out, he's not so convinced, really, if there should be a difference between once and twice. Because the whole idea of tofer shtei pa'amim is that that's what creates a strong connection. However, when it comes to a safety needle, so then in such a case, then once you lock it in, then lechura, that would be enough. However, if Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa does not say that. The way that my Rebbe had asked it was, the way Rebbe Nemetzal had asked was, at the end of the day, when you lock it in, that's the second chiva. Kilu, that should be the second chiva. However you formulate it, at the end of the day, he had a tzarech iun in this regard, and ultimately he left that off as a question. He pointed out that it should even be considered derech tefira, even once.
With the safety pin? Or?
Yeah. Rav Nemetzal also pointed out that the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is hu adin shemutar lotchov boas amalbushin lechabron b'shas hadchak. He said only b'shas hadchak, which fits back in the lashon of the Shmir Shabbos. So Rav Nemetzal suggests it could be that the Mishnah Berurah is even choshesh that even one tchiva is already a shaylov tofer, and therefore he was matir only b'shas hadchak. So Rav Nemetzal himself, it seems to me, would be more machmir for himself than the simple reading of the Shmir Shabbos about the usage of the pin. But of course, the Pesach of the Shmir Shabbos, definitely he would be mechabed. Okay, we'll stop.